Here's how the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department are hurting small businesses. Hello, I'm Steve Forbes, and this is What's Ahead, where you get the insights you need to better navigate these turbulent times. It's no secret that small businesses are being damaged by the Biden regime's unending avalanche of regulations, not to mention the prospect of even more taxes that'll hit them hard. But two villains of smaller enterprises that are hardly ever mentioned are the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department. Less than large companies count on short-term lending to finance inventories and to expand. Both the Fed and Uncle Sam have become gargantuan short-term borrowers. They are sucking up resources that would normally be available for productive use by the private sector, especially small businesses. Washington has issued over $6 trillion in Treasury securities with maturities of less than 360 days. The Fed is no better. Since the financial crisis of 2008-2009, it bloated the size of its holdings of securities almost tenfold. It added trillions of longer-term Treasury bonds and mortgages. And to buy these securities, the Fed, in effect, borrows short-term from the financial markets. One category of short-term debt of the Federal Reserve is called reverse repurchase agreements, reverse repos for short. These are a favorite of money market funds. They total nearly $500 billion. The Fed also holds around $3 trillion of bank reserves, on which it pays interest of over 5%. The Fed and other central banks binged on buying long-term bonds with the express purpose of suppressing interest rates, which sank to levels never seen before in human history. We even had the spectacle of negative interest rates. Japan was especially an advocate and practitioner of this. The ostensible purpose was to stimulate economic growth. The result was stagnation. With money almost free, governments piled on debt. Why not? The cost of financing this burgeoning borrowing declined as debt levels went up. But in the real world, governments sucking more and more resources out of an economy leaves that economy poorer. The private sector creates resources, not government. A vibrant small business sector has long been a unique strength of the U.S. economy. It has been an engine of upward mobility. Before COVID, for instance, Latinos were starting new businesses at a pace 3 times faster than any other group in the country. But a huge roadblock to expanding their businesses has been a lack of capital. Years ago, banks were the biggest source of startup money for new enterprises. Not anymore, thanks to crushing regulation, and now the Fed and Uncle Sam hogging the short-term trough. What our government should be doing is scaling back its short-term borrowings and issuing more long-term bonds. This would free up additional money for productive lending to smaller businesses. The Treasury Department is, however, doing the opposite. The Fed should hasten the pace of downsizing its obese balance sheet, which stands at over $7 trillion. Instead, it is doing the opposite. Of course, our central bank continues to harm everyone with its unquestioning, cult-like allegiance to the creed that you fight inflation by depressing the economy. It's destructive nonsense. But the Fed still does it. I'm Steve Forbes. Thanks for listening. Do send in your comments and suggestions. I look forward to being with you soon again.